This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There was a custody hearing today over the siblings of 8-year-old Thomas Valva. He's the little Long Island boy who froze to death in his father's unheated garage. Sophia Hall has been following this story. She joins us live now from the Central Islip Courthouse. Sophia?
The judge spent the majority of time during the hearing here in family court talking to Justina Zupko-Valva, explaining it's a new day in his courtroom and to trust him. This after Justina did not, at first, agree to her two children being evaluated by a counselor, but later did agree. Justina was just steps away from her estranged husband, NYPD officer Michael Valva, who, like you said, is accused of killing their 8-year-old son Thomas by locking him in the freezing cold garage after years of abuse. Justina has custody of Thomas's brothers. During the divorce, however, she lost custody of all three sons. She says she does not trust CPS because after numerous calls of abuse, the children remained with Michael Valva. And we heard from Michael for the first time. He spoke to the judge in court, complaining he does not have an attorney because he cannot make calls while behind bars and he cannot access any of his money.
Sophia Hall at the courthouse in Central Islip. Thanks, Sophia. Harvey Weinstein's defense team claims the prosecution has failed to meet the burden of proof at his rape trial. WCBS's Marla Diamond has more on today's closing arguments at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Defense attorney Donna Rotuno asked the jury to use their New York City common sense to find Harvey Weinstein not guilty, adding, "Every time you feel your emotion taking over, remember that common sense because it will guide you." She accused the assistant district attorneys of creating a universe that stripped the women of autonomy and common sense, the responsibility for parties they went to, plane tickets they accepted, and hotel rooms they visited. "In this script," said Rotuno, "the powerful man is the villain, and he is so unattractive and large that no woman would want to sleep with him." Rotuno asked the jury to weigh the women's testimony against the loving emails they sent Harvey Weinstein after the alleged rapes, adding, "The truth leaves a paper trail." At Manhattan Criminal Court, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The coronavirus scare is hurting businesses in Chinatown. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson was at an event in Chinatown, Flushing, today, urging New Yorkers not to stay away from the city's Asian neighborhoods.
"Everyone should be coming to Flushing. They should be coming to Chinatown. They should be coming to Sunset Park. They should be going to Bensonhurst. They should be going to Eastern Queens, to Bayside. They should be going to neighborhoods and communities that have some of the finest, best restaurants in the city of New York."
There have been no confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York City or the entire Northeast.
Westchester County is creating a task force to figure out why the county has so many wrong-way crashes.
"Twice in the past 2 weeks, a driver was going the wrong way on a county roadway. In one instance, two people were killed. County Executive George Latimer wants to look at possible causes."
"An intersection or an entrance or an exit isn't properly signed, isn't properly lighted, or there's something about it that makes it hard for the driver to see what the proper level of entrance is."
The task force will examine the Bronx River Parkway because it's owned by the county. Aside from experts, residents will be on the panel.
"You know, you sit around with your friends over a cup of coffee, and everybody's got a way to improve traffic flow and so forth. So we want to tap some of that energy."
Latimer hopes to bring any improvements to state and federal highways as well. In Valhalla, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
To the Weather Center, Craig Allen has our Exergen forecast. Is that it for the rain, Craig?
It is. Anybody that's still experiencing a few raindrops, especially across eastern Long Island, southern New Jersey, let's see, is it over southeast Connecticut? No, it's already out of southeast Connecticut, too. So that is just about it. And for the remainder of the night, clearing, windy, and much colder with lows 25 to 30 by morning, wind chill readings in the teens. That cold air is not rushing in just yet, but as we go through the night and especially beyond midnight, it will really start to be felt. Tomorrow's high will only recover to about freezing, and that's with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Tomorrow night, it's cold, 10 suburbs to about 18 in the city. Saturday, sunny but still cold and a high again. Staying near or a little bit below freezing, it will start warming up quickly, though, beginning with Sunday. Right now in the city, it's 42, humidity 85%, and a northwest wind at 6 to 12 miles per hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.